It's your boy T.I., man.
Hey, what's up? This is Jay-Z.
What's up, man? It's your homeboy T-Pain.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's a little homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Deal Double G.
It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man.
You know who it is? It's B.O.B.
Hey, yo, this is Eminem.
This is your boy Gucci Man LaFleur.
Kid 50 Cent.
Hey, what up? It's your boy Darrell Music.
What up, y'all? This is J. Cole.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on? It's Fat Joe.
Yo, this is your boy Weezy.
Yo, what's up? This is Dr. Dre.
Yo, this is Usher.
It's your boy Drizzy Drake.
Yo, check it out. This is your boy P. Diddy.
You are listening to WFOD, friend to the hip hop community.
WFOD. My name is Mike. I am joined by the king of pranks, the albino alligator, the popcorn bitch, the Duke of Denim,
hello.
Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello.
And guys, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here
I'm
as well. Hi, Drunk. How are you?
Yeah.
I hope you're doing okay. A lot going on this week that we need to talk about. I now am in possession, carefully curating clips from the Fox Nation documentary, The Drug Lord's Hippos, Travis.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to be spreading it out probably for months, Travis, because this is just
gold,
full of clips,
gold,
full of gold.
This is one of my favorite things that has come up since we've been doing the show, to be honest. I could talk about these fucking hippos every
all day.
Week.
Now, Travis, I have guys that got attacked by hippos. I got... Apparently, they have some of the goddamn... What the fuck? It's like a dead-ass spider on Drunk's water. Travis?
In it or on it?
On it.
Oh, then that's all right.
I'll just wipe it off. We'll drink it later, right? Apparently, they have some of the hippos... in a zoo down there, you know, where Pablo Escobar had his zoo?
Yeah.
They just made that a tourist attraction where you could go see Pablo Escobar's
well,
zoo.
What else are you going to do with it?
It's smart. I would imagine the state or whatever probably seized all of his properties. So, yeah, why tear it down?
And who knows? You might be able to find some fucking cash because I know he buried a lot of fucking cash.
That could be a fun thing that you do. Just like send everybody out there with a shovel. Let them dig for a while.
Well, you got to buy a ticket to that. But and you also don't get to keep any, right? So it's like, yeah, a ticket to the zoo is $20. If you'd like to do the extra activity of trying to dig for Pablo Escobar's cachet of money, that's an extra $15. But you don't get to keep any. You just get to take a picture with it.
Travis, are you ready for this week's The Drug Lord's Hippos clip?
Yes please.
Kill them is exactly what experts say needs to be done, but that's not possible. Even though they have officially been designated an invasive species in Colombia, it is illegal to kill a hippo. All because of this guy, Pepe, who was killed in 2009.
The guy was really aggressive. He was alone. He was attacking people. He was attacking cattle. He was attacking everything, destroying properties.
So the government said, Pepe? Must go.
Killing a hippo is not that easy. You have to bring some expert shooter from South Africa. So the military has to go with the guy for their own protection. They hunt the hippo.
After Pepe was killed, the Colombian soldiers posed for a photo standing over his body.
The picture got everywhere.
Immediately, animal rights activists took to the streets and the courts demanding protection for hippos. They even got a U.S. judge to declare the hippos to be, quote, people.
Dude, fucking animal rights activists.
Yeah,
who cares like if they took a fucking picture of their
I'll tell you what, Travis.
Bodies.
That thing
just
about
like
how you need a special hippo killer to come escort you, that sounds like a work.
My favorite thing that she said was they needed like an expert shooter to come from Africa, when really all she needed to say was, yeah, they had to grab some poacher out of there and bring him over because this guy knows how to kill hippos.
You get the right tool and a lot of people could kill it.
Are you envisioning the guy from like the Robin Williams version of Jumanji?
Oh, yeah, with the big curly mustache?
Yeah.
For sure.
With that fucking helmet and a spear?
That's the expert hippo killer. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Hello, Travis. I'm Dobby. I've come to kill your hippo.
Travis, that means Drunk wants to move on.
No, I felt like you were moving on. Okay.
And I guess what we really need to talk about is his cola for this week, right?
Oh, baby.
Drunk
is this is this a listener submission?
No. This is one that I found at that soda store in Kansas City. We're still marinating those in the fridge. We'll get caught up eventually, but you know, when you do one a week, you know, I'm bound to find more before
keep
it gets
coming.
Through. So yeah, Drunk, I have two new cola songs. Oh, you have them. I don't have the new cola songs.
Okay.
So I'll just play one of the old ones.
That's all right. I'll play a new one. Oh, there you go.
Cola! Well, I'm a good one. That's the king of cola. Good God, cola! What I'm a good one. That's the king of cola.
Now, Travis,
you missed it last week. We had a cola that was Afro-Cola, but it was bottled in Germany.
Oh, that doesn't seem right.
Travis, I've started to get koozies for the cans and the bottles.
Yeah.
And they've been on there for a couple of weeks because there's been an uproar in the Discord telling me that Drunk should not know what the cola is before he drinks it. And so I thought I'd cover him up with koozies, but then Drunk just picks ones that aren't in koozies, Travis.
I mean, how can you be swayed by a bottle, really?
I don't know. I don't understand how it all works. But Daddy does want a swig of whatever it is. Drunk, tell the people what you're trying to
say. So what we have here is Dragon Tail Energy Lightning Cola with Tea.
Hmm.
By the Orca Beverage Company.
I've been really curious about this one, Travis, since I brought it back from Kansas City. So it's like a jolt, I guess, right? It has lightning energy.
180 milligrams of caffeine. Holler at your boy.
Ooh, that's almost a rock star.
Smell it, Drunk. It has like kind
not
of
not recommended for
pregnant ladies,
pregnant women, and people sensitive to caffeine.
Well, I'm none of those. I'm a man.
That is a different smell.
It has like a peppery kind of smell to it, doesn't it?
That one smacks you in the face a bit. A bit like a Coke. You remember last year I was talking about how Coke smacks you in the face? This one, it's got that smack.
Weird aftertaste.
Almost like a licorice-y like blast of the
senses. A little licorice-y
senses.
At the end.
We're going in for seconds. We gotta really figure it out.
It has like a black jelly bean flavor to it a little bit.
I wouldn't quite make that my daily, but if I needed a pick me up while I was like on a road trip, I would totally get one of these.
Hmm.
6'8".
6'8" for the Dragon Energy Cola, Travis. I guess what it lacks in taste, it makes up for in pop. You know what I'm saying?
You think all the caffeine comes from the fact that it's full of tea?
I guess so.
Travis, I got a good one for you. I think you're really going to like this. There is a new presidential candidate on the scene.
Is it RFK with Aaron Rodgers?
No, it's better than that.
Okay.
It's way better than that.
My name is literally anybody else, and I'm running for president of the United States of America.
Meet literally anybody else.
The first name is literally, middle name is anybody, and the last name is else.
the North Richland Hills father and veteran formerly known as Dustin Eby, who legally changed his name and launched a bid for president, an idea he admits began as a joke.
Why did she say it began as a joke?
Well, I think he's serious about running for president now.
Yeah, but it's still a joke.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's... So you probably get votes on accident, right?
I don't know who's writing out literally anybody else on the ballot.
Yeah, because you can't, I mean, you have to be on the ballot. And I doubt this rando is going to be able to get on the ballot.
He's eligible for write-in votes.
Yeah, you can write in. Well, you can write in anybody.
People don't like Trump, they don't like Biden, so they would actually write in literally anybody else.
So he's hoping that people just write in literally anybody else.
Yeah.
As a joke, there's probably a bunch of bumper stickers pre-made for him.
Oh, guaranteed. You can probably find bundles of them at, like, Spencer's Gift.
So, yeah, for sure.
So my question is, do they have to have it the full literally anybody else, or could it be anybody else?
Oh, you mean, like, if someone says anyone instead of anybody, does he get the vote?
Right.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But it's clever.
I mean, if that's what you want to waste your life doing for a handful of months, yeah, it's clever. Like, I don't understand what this guy's actually getting from it, except being on like local news 13 in fucking St. Petersburg, Florida, or some bullshit.
I heard this on the radio earlier this week.
You think we could get literally anybody else, Travis?
Of course.
Well, we got Joe Exotic, right?
You think we could get him?
This guy is looking for any attention possible, and we'll talk about, you know, his presidential, quote unquote, his presidential bid.
Ask him literally anything else except presidents and candidates. Do you own a
That
zoo?
Would be very funny.
Charles, I'm going to change my name.
Do you own your own home? To a literally?
Giant meteor. That's what I'm going to change my name to.
Why is that, Mike?
Because I get some votes. So I can raise awareness from a cause. You know what I mean?
What's your cause?
I want people to throw hot dogs. Travis, that's pretty much. That's the whole thing. That's tonight, by the way. The first hot dog night.
Is that their home opener? The first buy one, get one dog night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's got a buy one, get one dog night?
The Philadelphia Phillies. Well, they do buy one, get one.
Oh, you drunk wasn't here for that.
He wasn't. No. He missed it.
Yeah. The Philadelphia guy, the baseball team decided that they were going to do away with Dollar Hot Dog Night.
Oh,
and instead, they're going to do the buy one, get one. And we want to have the people to still buy the hot dogs and throw one.
You know, Travis, somebody that I think would be a great candidate for president is one of our good friends, Will Blunderfield. He's one of my favorites, Travis, and he's been posting just a lot of penis pictures lately. That's all he posts is pictures of his penis.
He got a huge dong.
Pictures of other people's penises. It's fine. I mean, it's not small by any means, sure. But I wouldn't say he has a big dick. No.
Yeah.
But well, Travis,
that's the best energy right there, bud.
Why does this guy continue to exist?
I had to scroll back far enough to find some of his pearls of advice because I know that you really enjoy them. And so I found one, Travis. When you're jerking off with your bros.
As you do.
as you do.
You shouldn't get worried if you get a boner. I think that's the message that we got from this one.
Whoa, wait.
Yeah.
If you're jerking off your bros, you have to have a boner, right?
Shouldn't you already have a boner?
Yeah, but people are worried.
Who jerks off without
a boner?
If
they jerk off with their bros and they get hard, that means that they're gay. And that's not necessarily true.
So with your bros, you're supposed to jerk a flaccid penis?
Man, I feel like that's so 1998.
No, Travis, see, it's good to watch your bros' penis go from flaccid to hard. But it's not gay. It's just like a fun thing to do. Travis, I'll let Will explain it to you.
Yeah, he's better at
this.
It's
really cool to watch the penis go from completely flaccid, as mine is right now, to completely erect. And really just normalize that process as bros of being erect around each other or going from flaccid to erect without going into gay panic. Because a lot of dudes are scared. Oh, if I do the bro bonding technologies, what if I have a boner? It's like, it's okay.
It's robonding technologies.
Okay. Yeah. Like Travis, as we learn and adapt, we develop new technologies for broness.
When did this man suffer severe head trauma? Have you found that out in any research?
So, you hold your dick.
Yeah.
And another person holds your wrist and moves it up and down.
Right.
That's the Dutch rudder.
Right.
Is that a thing you can do with your bros? We need to ask him.
Yeah.
We need to. That's why, Travis, I need to invite Will Blunderfield to be on the show, I think.
So we can ask him about the Dutch rudder. 100% one of the cases where we've had some interesting people, I'll say interesting, that I've been like, this person's full of shit. And I've been really good about not being like, you're full of shit.
Travis. Drunk just gets up and leaves.
I'm not the greatest. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And I don't call him out.
I don't be like, you're a piece of shit.
I will 100% be like asking questions and, you know, probing or whatever. You have this guy on. And I will not be able to not call him out for his bullshit. I'm not saying don't invite him on, because that contentious interview might be fun.
But I will not
be able to hold my tongue talking to Will Blunderfield. Charles,
Will Blunderfield isn't evil.
No, of course not.
He's an evil man. And in fact, I think that he, for the most part, is preaching positive things.
Sure.
He just wants you to like bond with your bros and love your penis.
There's nothing wrong with that. No, not at all. And the thing about it is he is trying to normalize hiding in the closet as a gay man and is trying to figure out ways where he can claim to be straight while 1,000% publicly being a homosexual.
So this guy, he's a frat guy, right?
Who?
This Will Borderfield.
He a frat guy?
Yeah.
No, he kind of looks like a human alien man. Like, he's really, really skinny, but he has a big old head.
Doesn't mean that he can't be in a frat.
I don't think he's in a frat. I really don't, but maybe. I don't know.
Love your penis in any state it's in. Just stroke it consensually with your bestest bros and allow the testiculum to charge up your balls through the pelvic consciousness of the brotherhood.
The fuck is he talking about?
Feel like
the testiculum, Travis!
And in your dragon pearls.
Your dragon pearls charge up your testiculum to give you a boner.
What does this have to do with...
How would you approach a group of men to start your brotherhood and follow the tenets of Will Blunderfield?
Travis, on the internet. Hey, Travis.
Of course.
Yeah.
You want to jack off with me?
Hey, let's jack off and look in each other's eyes, but also our dicks to watch it go from flaccid to hard.
You don't look at each other's eyes. You look at each other's dicks and like you
I bet
get
he has a video
from your testiculum where... seeing another man get hard and then you get
hard. Hey, Mike,
I bet he has a video where he says, look in your bro's eyes to share in the brotherhood of testicular technologies.
Look, Travis.
You want to watch me shoot it across the room?
I think that...
You mean your dragon pearls?
In all the years that we've done this show, we've had a really hard time narrowing down like a focus, you know? Like if people say, what's the show about? What's the show about? It's not really about anything. But I think that if we could say anything, it's elevating interesting ideas and voices that are not the normal voices, right?
Sure. How you can fax your light to a guy down in Florida and he'll read your aura.
Right. I'd save it like just listening to different people's perspectives and stuff. And
the fun thing about that though, Mike, is we usually elevate those people for one episode. don't talk about how they're lunatics on air. Only off.
Right.
And then never speak of them again, except in jest, like I randomly did with the guy that read light.
Have you ever heard of Jack Parr?
With Will Blunderfield, and I know you do it because I hate him.
Well, yeah,
I know
of
your
course.
Game.
Yeah,
I know your game.
I mean, I know you're not an idiot, Travis. I know you know that's why I'm doing it.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's not about trolling Will Blunderfield. It's about trolling you, Travis.
Yeah, with more Will Blunderfield nonsense. I just can't believe this guy can continue with whatever his message is supposed to be. Every week you have something new where he says the same thing in some other deranged way. Ooh, that makes me even more mad than I was the week before.
I figured it out. Hey, Travis. Back. I bet I could jack off further than you. Want to try it together?
That'd actually be a fun challenge.
So you guys stand it with your bros. Line. It's like a high jump, right?
And you got like the ruler across the fucking floor.
It's like that episode of The Office where they're throwing paper airplanes, and it's almost the like, person, you know, who throws where the they throw paper the dog airplane frisbee furthest,
and they like the dog catches it.
Yeah, I wouldn't compete in that because my stuff is super lazy.
Well, you got to let it build up for a while.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
If you let it build up for a while, you'll feel like you were 16 again.
I don't get it out every now and then, Travis. I get real cranky.
The demons. You got to get the demons out.
Yeah. Guys, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to regroup. And when we come back, more of this. Stick around.
That's a sexy sax right there.
It's really good. WFOD!
It's time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. And this week he talks to Dev Patel about his new film, Monkey Man, in theaters now.
So, scrappy little guy beats up big guys, right?
I think that's what this film is. You know, at its core, it's an anthem for the underdog, you know, and the everyman, you know, who has to, you know, face so much adversity, so much failure, and, you know, supported by other underdogs is only when he realizes his true potential.
But when do you get enough underdogs to be overdogs, you know?
He fails and tries and fails again. And it's only when he finds other underdogs like himself that, you know, can believe in him and build him up that he really, you know, finds his true potential.
But the success makes him an overdog.
You know, for me, I just think I think there's a bit in it for everyone.
Dogs unite. Woof, 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 woof.
The U.S. is clearly trying to pre-bunk Russian claims rather than waiting for Russia to act or say something and then debunk it. Russia has been mocking this. They say the U.S. claims are false, that the West is engaging in hysteria. One Russian official said, wars in Europe rarely start on Wednesdays.
Me and all my friends just standing around. We're in our uniforms, but there's no warring to be found. 'Cause it's Wednesday, and there's no war on Wednesday. It's Wednesday, and there's no war on Wednesday. We're standing at the border, but we haven't got the order. 'Cause it's Wednesday, and there's no war on Wednesday.
Dubfod goes hard.
Ever been using your phone's GPS and thought to yourself, this bitch don't know me? Who gives her the right to tell me where to go? Maybe it's time you get the directions from a friend.
In half a mile, keep right.
Go to WFODix.com and look for Waze under the Extras tab.
In 0.1 miles, turn left, and then turn right.
Mike is the driving companion you've always wanted. Get him today.
Turn left.
Aunt Jemima has been a staple in American kitchens since 1890. Though the character isn't a real person, like the Kool-Aid Man or Tony the Tiger, she was designed by a white man to sell you pancakes. Us here at Quaker Oats have read The Room and decided now was the time to usher in a new era.
Nobody's tapping trees out here like Uncle Travy.
With Uncle Travy's tree jizz, you won't have to worry about any racist stereotype on the bottle. Just the sweet, sticky goo you'll be squeezing out of it. All part of an unproblematic breakfast.
Once again, WFOD.
wheelbarrow full of dicks.
That I can look at porn on without my company potentially looking at it.
You should get on Covenant Eyes, Travis.
Yeah.
That's actually what I use my old phones for.
It's just that's what, where all your porno is.
Say they're just connected to Wi-Fi.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'll use my current phone.
Got one in the bathroom, one by the bed.
Drunk, why do you always charge this old phone?
Why are these phones constantly plugged in?
For my wife, I use the crypto.
That's your crypto
phone? That's my crypto phone.
Oh.
Honey, I don't want that crypto on my regular
phone. Right, yeah. Like, people can hack my new phone.
Yeah. My crypto phone.
They can't hack my old phone.
Travis, I watched John Oliver from a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about scams, the scam people and all that.
Do you watch John Oliver regularly?
You know what? I'm way behind on it, but every now and then I'll pop one on. Yeah,
I heard At Midnight's back too.
He's very funny, John Oliver. But there's some it was just like with maybe not always with Jon Stewart or Colbert, but there's just a slant that I don't care for there. But like they're all very funny, but it's just like I can't stand the weird.
So left hanging.
Yeah, it's just like so far there. It's like God, they're funny,
he's only on once a week for like 10 weeks, and then he goes away for 4 months, and so like you're not bombarded with it so much.
That's why I stopped watching Jim Jeffries. The same deal, get it. You don't want guns, Jesus Christ.
And they can't even do anything different because like when Jon Stewart came back to do his first Daily Show this year. Where here they're like, oh, Jon Stewart's back. He's going to do Mondays. And he like shit on the fact that both of the presidents were so old. And then people just lost their goddamn minds
because
he talked about how old.
I'm so disappointed in Jon Stewart.
Yeah. Oh,
mentioning
I'm so
that
terrible.
The president's old.
Is it why are you trying to skew people and say that Joe Biden's old? Because the guy's fucking old, dude.
Joe Biden's almost telling you don't vote for me. I'm old.
I'm going to die. Kamala Harris will be your president.
But no, Travis, so John Oliver was talking about how like a lot of the scam people are starting to use dating apps, and because like that's a place where you can get engagement. Like, you know, you start talking to somebody on a dating app and like they want to meet people, so they're willing to talk to you. I guess they just go to where people will talk to them and then they can.
Yeah, because people have become pretty smart when it comes to, you know, obviously we had the email thing that kind of disappeared and people were like, yeah, this is all scam. It was the Craigslist thing. This is a scam. It was Facebook marketplace is a scam. It was like social media DMs, whether it be Instagram, Twitter, whatever. People are like, yeah, this is a scam. So now they have to move somewhere else.
Yeah,
because
they call
always
the
will.
Landlines and scamming old ladies. Like those old ladies are going to die. And then the people that grew up with some internet knowledge, they're not going to fall for that.
I'll tell you what, the people that are looking for love, they fucking fall hard too, boy.
They're very desperate for this shit.
And so that's where they're going now, is the fucking dating apps, which
makes sense.
I hate them, but at the same time, you got to respect it, Travis.
They're so clever. I mean, you can't say that they're not clever.
Yeah.
But because can you imagine the very first person that did the Nigerian prince scam, right? Like when nobody knew what the Nigerian prince thing was at all. Like it was never been done, and some fucking rando in some weird ass dirt poor country is like, what if I pretend I'm a Nigerian prince and I got to get my money out of the country? What if I just emailed, 10,000 people this.
And you know, somebody would give me something. It worked enough times that other people started also being Nigerian princes.
Of course.
It's fucking brilliant, Travis.
It is very smart.
Yeah, Desperate for Love, I guess that ties into the thing that I really want to tell you guys about. The cicada apocalypse is coming.
Oh, boy. Are we going to get a... like a bug expert? We should really get a bug expert.
I wanted a bug expert, but the guy won't talk to me. He must have Googled us, Travis.
Let's find a different bug expert.
But
yeah, the way that it sounded from the pitch that we got was that this cicada outbreak is like a Jeepers Creepers
It's like the 3-year, the 7-year, and like the fucking 13-year.
There's a 13-year
all in one.
And a 17-year cicadas. And like they hang out in the dirt and they just wait.
For 17 damn years.
In a few weeks, the brood of cicadas that emerges every 13 years and the brood that emerges every 17 years are going to pop out of the ground at the same time, which last happened in 1803. Some are even calling this spring and summer the cicada apocalypse.
I'm so excited, Travis, that the cicada apocalypse is coming. We're getting two broods
of cicadas. Until they eat all our food, fucking Jurassic Park style.
Let them.
Have you guys actually ever experienced the cicada awakening by you? I've never experienced the cicada awakening by me.
They're just loud.
Oh, dude.
Who gives a fuck?
This happened when I was in high school, maybe a little after. And, dude, that whole summer, it just sounded like a train going through your neighborhood, dude.
What should we do when there are millions of them here all of a sudden?
Oh, just enjoying them. Or going away if we don't enjoy them. They are not harmful.
Well, they may not be that harmful, but cicadas are still quite the loud neighbor for the 4 to 6 weeks that they move into your backyard. Some cicadas can even reach over 100 decibels.
Why are cicadas so loud? What are they talking about?
They're talking about girls.
Yes, according to Dr. Frank, we're just going to have billions of males audibly competing with each other to grab the attention of the female cicadas.
When they come out, they have to be quick. Before they get eaten, they have to... find a mate and mate.
They're in the ground for 17 years, and then they get 4 to 6 weeks. They're screaming their ass off. Let them.
Oh, they're talking about girls. Just enjoy them.
They just enjoy
the cicadas.
Go do their Rumspringa. They want to fuck, and then they die.
No, what you got to do is, if you're worried about the cicada apocalypse, is you go out and get you double fist those tennis racket bug killers. Those like they're like. The bug killers where you slap a mosquito and they just fucking zip. You get yourself a double-fisted tennis racket of bug killers and just fucking swing away, just like the movie Signs. The pinnacle of the movie Signs.
They're pretty good fishing bait.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you take them out there to catch some bass?
Mm-hmm.
They're actually good if you dry them out. They're actually a really nice crunchy salad topping.
You get just a little seasoned salt. So maybe some tahini.
It's just like when you make pumpkin seeds, where you like you dry it, you season the shit out of them while they're you know, and then put them in the oven and roast them.
Same thing. I'm one of those people that are in 10 years that's going to be our food anyway, because you know,
Travis, I think Drunk's saying that he can be enticed to eat one.
Oh, of course I could.
I'd eat a fucking
For $30 on the Patreon or the wedding fund.
Oh, yeah, where'd that go?
For $30 on the...
we'll make a video out of that,
on
guys.
On the wedding fund, I'll
drunk
definitely
eat
yeah,
a
cicada.
Yeah, we'll season the shit out of it, and then we'll roast it in Mike's oven.
Yeah,
and
find me a cicada recipe. I'll cook Drunk up a cicada.
I just now, put to a be clear, little bit of that... ranch powder on there, maybe a little.
You got cheese powder, right? You make your own macaroni.
You
cheese, right?
Put some Daddy Mac powder on it.
Yeah.
Make you a cheesy cicada.
Yeah. Sounds delicious.
Now, to be clear, it's mostly the 13-year cicadas impacting the South and Appalachia, while the 17-year cicadas hit the Midwest. But in states like Illinois, they might get both in the same forests.
We're really close to Illinois, Travis.
Illinois.
Yeah.
I hope
Travis
both
is by Illinois too.
I hope we get both of them.
Listen, I think this would be great. There's something really actually soothing about the sound of cicadas, especially at like dusk, where I feel like that just is like it's just a really good indicator of like summer. So yeah, I'll take a fucking slew of these bad boys.
All I know is by my parents' house, she's got a bit of a frog issue, and those motherfuckers are allowed too.
I like frogs.
And these fucking frogs are just gonna feast
when they're out there going.
The bats and the frogs are just gonna be fatter than shit this year.
I'm for it. Let them come.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's more frogs because I like when the frogs make noise too.
I do too. That's one of my favorite things.
Travis, I've had a clip on my board for like a month now, and I don't even remember what it is or why I pulled it. Let's just clean up the computer, Travis. What do you think?
Yeah, just play it. See what it is.
We'll see. This will be a mystery clip, Drunk. You ready?
Yeah.
About 12 hours after JT released his comeback single, Selfish, Britney fans pulled the ultimate troll. They sent her 2011 song of the same name into the top 40. I'm gonna be a little selfish. Just to clap back at her ex.
Why did they pull that?
Wow. Music the lawsuit. Britney fans committed the ultimate troll.
I don't like the gaming the charts thing. I don't like that we know so much about how things can chart and like we like choose music teams to be on and like.
Well, it's just like review bombing movies on Rotten Tomatoes and shit. Like it's just that. Like
that's stupid.
Get the fuck out of here. Just enjoy your content. And fuck off.
Yeah, Travis, we have too much power. They need to take our power away from us.
It used to be we wouldn't know anything. You wouldn't even know what the box office was for a movie when we were like way younger. Like it'd be like, yeah, the number one movie in America. Well, nobody told you that it made $100,000 because nothing else was out that weekend. It was just the number one movie in America.
And like we weaponize it. Like they're like, oh, well, we'll show you. We'll go see this movie that you don't want us to like.
Yeah, let us rate it really high. Madam Web is the best movie you've ever seen, you dumb fucks.
Like, didn't they do something with Morbius, too? They're like, we're going to make them show Morbius more.
Yeah. Won't this be funny that we say we love Morbius?
But, like, you think that Justin Timberlake's at home shaking his fist mad because Britney Spears' old song charted? Like, who gives
not
a fuck?
Britney. I've been married to Jessica Biel for 15 years.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the problem is we can do this with, you know, stocks, too.
Right.
Just look at GameStop.
That's fun because you're fucking rich people over.
Yeah, no. fucking rich people over. I'm for that. It's this gaming the charts thing and review bombing. And it just seems dumb.
It is dumb. It's a waste of time. It's like when you have like, what was I seeing recently? There was news that Jennifer Lopez was having a real hard time selling tickets to her concerts, which, of course, this isn't 1998. OK, so Jennifer Lopez can't go on a tour where she's in like 32 cities in a span of 40 days. Like that's not you're not. Like I said, 2000 Jennifer Lopez.
Well, who's,
she's
who's,
having
who's
trouble selling
Lopez
tickets, but there's like a contingent online who is like claiming that the media is trying to sabotage Jennifer Lopez, these J-Lo heads or whatever.
That's
it's
a
like,
serious question. Who's getting Jennifer Lopez tickets?
Grow up. Well, like, and also what I heard, and I haven't looked this up on Ticketmaster or anything, I heard she's charging like $500 a ticket minimum. Like regular seats
ridiculous.
Are like a grand. Or something. So it's like, yeah, you're not selling tickets.
Wasn't she in Las Vegas, Jennifer Lopez? Wasn't she doing a Las Vegas thing?
That's where she should be.
That is a great place for her, yeah.
That's 1,000% she should be doing one of those Vegas stints, absolutely.
If you're in Las Vegas, you got a couple of nights, what are we going to go see?
You saw who's playing 420 at the Spirit, right?
Yeah. No, who?
Fish.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I saw the Grateful Dead is their symbol is plastered all over that right now.
Yeah, so yeah, Fish is doing 4 days at the Sphere. They sold out like in minutes.
You know what's so funny about that? Fish was supposed to always be like that hippie for the people band or whatever that just jammed out for a bunch of fucking stoners who wanted to eat veggie burritos in the parking lot and take fucking acid before the show.
Yeah.
And now they're like, let's go to the Sphere. Tickets are $1,500 a piece.
Right, because the people they used to fucking play for all have fucking jobs now.
Yeah. Remember when we followed Fish for a summer? We went
and now they're trying to recapture their youth.
Yeah. It's like Trey Anastasio's buddy is going to play the fucking vacuum cleaner for 42 minutes.
And that's, you know what? That's what's gonna be, Travis, with some trippy shit in the background.
I've never really listened to Phish. I've obviously never been to a Phish concert.
I mean, they're bet okay.
If I went to a Phish show, probably have a blast.
I've been to 7 or 8 Phish shows.
Really?
Yeah, but like heavy things, maybe a 4.5 minute song. In live, it's about 12.
Yeah, if you get a studio album, you get a 4 minute song. But yeah, live, if you're lucky, if it's 12. It's more likely 25 minutes of the 2 hour show.
So, Travis, you wouldn't have gone to the second one if you didn't have a good time.
No, he just wanted to do acid with his buddies, and it just so happened that a Phish show was happening.
I smoked a lot of pot. I did listen to a lot of Phish between like the ages of 16 and 19, maybe even 20.
Sure.
I've actually went on a 4-night, 3-show thing where I went
about like 97 to 02. You're in Phish.
I saw him like at Somerset, or not Somerset, Apple Valley in Wisconsin. We saw him in Illinois, and then there was a 2-day show Indiana that we saw. Show. Yeah. And it was all it is just getting fucking stoned to shit. You don't remember anything.
How many mushrooms did he do on that thing?
Mushrooms?
Yeah.
Just the last night. Otherwise, it's all weed, baby. Travis, like I said, it's so much weed that you can't remember. You remember that you did it, but you don't remember anything about it at all.
Hypothetical, Travis.
1 ounce blunts and shit.
You're in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And you have $1,500 to piss away on ticket.
At the Sphere.
So, okay. Say I put a bet on March Madness. I hit it. I won. Say I put $100 down. I won $4,000.
Okay.
You're going to see Phish at the Sphere.
A ticket costs $1,500. That's free money. Sure, I'll go to the Sphere and see Phish.
and you can pay for your hotel still.
Pay for the hotel. And is weed legal in Las Vegas? Yep. I can't remember.
Dude, I'm not kidding you, dude. They got one that's called Planet 13. It's the size of a fucking Walmart, dude.
So yeah, so weed's legal. I won a bunch of money betting on March Madness. Sure, I'll go see Phish for 2 hours and watch that fucking dipshit play the vacuum cleaner.
Travis, I have a pick of the week, and I think that this is a movie that you'd really like. It's called Dog Man. And I don't know the actor's name. You know the guy...
Look it up.
You Travis, know the guy in Three Billboards who...
Sam Rockwell
threw out the window. He's kind of an effeminate redheaded guy.
Jesse Plemons?
No, it's not Jesse Plemons, Travis. He was in another movie where I think he dressed up like a lady. But then he was in Three Billboards, and he was like a newspaper man that Sam Rockwell threw out a window.
Let me think on it for a second. Redhead.
He has three names.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family?
No.
Caleb Landry Jones. He was like a super racist dipshit.
No, he wasn't you got the name right, though. That's the name, right?
Wasn't he a super racist dipshit in Three Billboards?
No, Sam Rockwell was a super racist dipshit.
Oh, Landry was that her kid or some shit? Yeah,
no,
whatever.
Like
it doesn't matter.
Newspaper man. But anyway, Travis, he's in this movie called Dog Man. And he's like a.
Half dog, half man?
No. Like, he has a bunch of dogs, and the dogs will do things for him.
So like kind of like the bird lady.
So he's kind of like a superhero?
Like the chicken lady from Kids in the Hall?
But he doesn't have any powers. Like, he just has dogs that'll go do shit for him. Like
the bird lady in Home Alone 2.
Kind of like that, yeah. So, like, people will come to him and, like, give him an envelope of money and say, like, hey, can you help me with this thing? You know, you just get your dogs to do it. And so then, like, you know, he goes and intimidates the mob. He's like, hey, you stay away from this store. Don't go do your mob stuff there. And, like, he has this dog come in and, like, and tell him not to. And
this is the movie you're describing is a movie written and directed by Luc Besson.
Yes. Luc Besson movies are nuts. Yeah, and this one is particularly nuts, Travis.
That's awesome.
I loved this movie, Travis. It might be one of my favorite movies that I've seen in like the last 5 or so years.
Better than the Indian movie?
The Indian, the one with
Leonardo DiCaprio?
No. The one you kept telling me to watch, it was crazy. It was so crazy.
Oh, RRR?
Yeah.
No, it is not better than RRR.
So good. RRR is so good.
It is not better than the Beekeeper.
Did you see that the Japanese...
So it's not, but it's third behind those two.
It's not that great, I guess.
No, did no, this movie the, fucking rules.
Did you see that the Japanese finally discovered Triple R?
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they're now doing like... it's been playing in their theaters for months and months and months. They're doing like giant freaking like party movie theater shit.
Once the Japanese get into something, they get into it fucking hard.
Travis, the dog man, at one point he gets arrested... And he has this super skinny dog that can walk through the bars to bring him the keys. And it's like a really tall dog. It's like a fluffy dog.
Like a greyhound almost.
Yeah, it's like big, but like it's really skinny, so it just walks through the bars. And he has all these dogs. And like all these trained dogs are awesome, Travis. Like at one point, like he fights the mob, and like all the dogs help him. I can't imagine how they got all these dogs to do all these things.
I love this because Luc Besson, who most people would know from like the Professional. I don't remember if he directed Ronin.
Did he do the one with Bruce Willis and Mila Jovovich?
Fifth Element. He did. Yeah. I don't remember if he directed Ronin, but he wrote it or was a producer on it or whatever. Like he has some like pretty like standard like cool action fare, and he's done some fucking bonkers shit like that Scarlett Johansson movie that he did, Lucy, where she takes like that drug and turns into like the fucking the supercomputer that can travel through time and shit. Crazy.
Yeah, no, Travis, watch Dog Man however you can watch it. You gotta see it because it's amazing. I wouldn't even say it has action elements. I would say it's borderline an action movie, but really it's not. There's not like a ton of action in it. It's just interesting. And like that actor is really, really good. And he has no business being this dedicated to this movie, but he does a great job at it. He goes all in on it.
And that's the thing that's the difference between like a shitty movie and like a good movie is if like even if the property is very strange, if like the actor totally buys in, that elevates it.
So yeah, Dog Man Drunk is my pick of the week. Do you have one? Do you have what you'd say is
I do have a pick of the week. So my not pick of the week, the what I'll be doing this weekend, because you know I upsets our guests when I do things like this. Or not our guests, our listeners. This weekend is the Showcase of the Immortals. It's the show of shows.
WrestleMania. Yeah.
WrestleMania is this weekend.
Yeah.
Which would normally be my pick of the week, but I understand that upsets people.
Well, and also, this will come out probably 2 weeks after it happens.
No, this will come out Sunday night, guys.
Oh, perfect.
Probably while WrestleMania is still on.
Perfect. Drunk's pick of the week. Admittedly, this isn't for everybody. It's a lot of black and white footage. It's a lot of people talking. If you're the fan of like a early 90s History Channel, this is for you.
Okay.
It's a Netflix special, The Turning Point, The Bomb and the Cold War.
Ooh.
It's 10 episodes long. It's a watch. I'm only 3 episodes deep.
Huh.
So I'm into that kind of thing because I like the history, you know. Like,
so it's,
you know,
it's a war documentary?
Yeah. So it's basically what happens leading up to us dropping the bomb.
Okay.
And then the aftermath of what happened.
It's Oppenheimer? Oppenheimer?
It's piggybacking off of it. Okay. For sure. So
have you seen Oppenheimer, Drunk?
I did not, know.
It's so fucking good. You got to watch it real loud.
I mean, okay.
Real long, Drunk.
It's so long, like but a waste it's of my time, fucking but awesome. No, I'll never watch it again.
I wouldn't say it's a waste of your time, Drunk. I'd say watch it in hour chunks over the course of 3 nights.
I was about to say, that seems like something I would fall asleep through.
Yeah.
I'll literally never watch it again. Seriously. Like, it's so fucking good. I saw it in the theater and was so into it. And loved it.
Almost like Schindler's List. Like, oh. Man.
Yeah, it's so fucking good. I'll never watch it again.
Trav,
pick of the week?
Travis, pick of the week at Pfizer Forum. Just went to recently. I have not been in the new Milwaukee Deer District since the Bucks moved from the Kohl Center to the Pfizer Forum, which has admittedly been quite a while. But I'll tell you what, that facility is fucking amazing. I know they hold a lot of like WWE SmackDown and shit in there. It's just such a great, nice, new, clean, streamlined venue. Like I said, we saw a Bucks game. We saw the Bucks mascot machine gun t-shirts into the crowd, which was very cool. Awesome game. It's been a while since I've seen an NBA game. I don't like the NBA on TV.
I've never been to an NBA game.
Oh, it's so fun. It's so fucking fun. Watching Giannis just fucking dunk on people's faces. That guy is gigantic. the television doesn't do him justice, like how big this fucking dude is. It's so fun. It was so cool. The $12 beers leave something to be desired. But Pfizer Forum is a really cool venue. And if you're ever in the greater Milwaukee area in the Deer District, I highly recommend you check out a show there or a game there or, like I said, a WWE event.
Travis, the Philadelphia Flyers just debuted a new goalie last night who's the tallest goalie to ever play in the NHL.
Damn, bigger than Tommy B.
I don't know if you guys talked about this last week when I was gone. The Roadhouse remake with Jake Gyllenhaal is fucking
awesome. Oh, I love it.
Awesome. Roadhouse remake, now streaming on Amazon Prime, is fucking balls out. Like, the original Roadhouse I rewatched very recently, and it's still just fucking 80s bonkers, just nonsense with Swayze ripping out throats and shit. The Roadhouse remake is in the same vein of just like, we know we're making a ridiculous movie about this dude who becomes a bouncer at this fucking bar, and Conor McGregor just chews scenery as the main villain. It is so goddamn entertaining. Jake Gyllenhaal is awesome as Dalton. This movie is fucking great.
Treasure, like, if you want to, Conor McGregor is like a Pokemon. He just walks around saying his name.
Yeah, it's like me. I'm me. Ah, here I am. Ha ha.
Look, even I got a necklace with my name on it.
I have a cousin, late 20s, early 30s. They were trying to argue me that Sam Elliott wasn't in the original Roadhouse. I'm like, yes, he is. Well,
that person is an idiot.
That person's an idiot.
Sam Elliott is the second main character.
They didn't recognize him without the mustache. I was like, okay, he hasn't always had the mustache, believe it or not.
He had a mustache in that, too.
It was more of a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, that's true. It's more of a, that's very true. But yeah, even when Conor McGregor is getting killed, he's still got a stupid ass grin on his face and is like making jokes.
Travis, he's alive.
Yeah, yep. He's coming back, baby. I wanted to see this movie so bad.
No, whenever you dropped a laptop,
I'm sorry.
Oh,
that happened.
I'll add it in post.
I was gonna do though. Fuck, I forgot which one I was going to do.
We did it, though, Travis. We did it.
Yeah, we sure did. We go to Pfizer Forum and watch Roadhouse on their Jumbotron.
Travis, I'm going to reach out to that bug expert again. We got to get the bug expert to talk about
it. Or if not him, a different bug
expert. Cicada pop.
I guarantee you we can find a different bug expert.
We got to talk about the Jeepers Creepers factor in these fucking cicadas, right?
How often does the Jeeper Creeper come?
I think like 23 years.
Wow. So he's even more rare than the.
And I think like Lit.
I was about to say, I guess
Lit.
We're kind of due for another Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah. Then, huh? And I think It is 27. I'm not 100% on those, you know. Tweet at me if I'm wrong.
When can we expect the Jeeper Creeper and the It in the same year? Because that's going to be a bad fucking year.
Oh, okay.
You know, somebody's already mapped it out.
Yeah, find out when the Jeeper Creeper and the It align and stay inside that day.
Don't go outside. He's only got 3 days to feed. Stay in. Watch Roadhouse on Amazon Prime over and over again.
Dildos?
DoorDash all your meals.
Dildos?
Yeah. you're listening to this installment of the Dub Fod, if you enjoyed it, subscribe on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. While you're there, take a moment to share a link, tell a friend, leave a review, or do any of the other things podcasts ask you to do. This operation is completely independent, and so your support is appreciated. Leave questions, comments, or whatever you want on our voicemail at 636-487-HAND or by email to Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Special thanks as always to our Patreon sponsors, the Duchess of New Jersey, Assistant Treads, Benny Michaels, Liquid Lozenge, Brian Kranz, Valerie Carpenter, Jay Adson, and Rabbit Poundings. You can become a Patreon sponsor yourself to get early access to episodes for as little as a dollar a month at patreon.com/WFODix. WFODshow.com has our entire back catalog. It also has a place to fully immerse yourself in Dub Fod lore with cola rankings, flat drunks, and more. You can also follow us at WFODshow on Twitter and Instagram or WFODix on Facebook and YouTube. The music featured is provided by Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. All AI voices are fake, all content is probably a joke, and we think you're really nice and cool. We'll be back next week, but really, we're never gone. Take care.
Even though it's over.